now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sandy Roberto and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. But in today's day and age, as much as we love them, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is, use your devices. You're wearing a watch. You have an iPhone. You have an Android. You have a laptop. You have a tablet. No matter what the drill is for you and what your particular device is, you can grab you some Spano and Black on the go to fit your lifestyle, whether you're heading to the gym, whether you're heading to work, whether you're heading to the beach, whether you're bouncing around doing something. Doesn't really matter what it is. Kids want to listen to some Disney. Wife wants to listen to some Oprah. You can listen to some Spano and Black. Get you the best of all the sports talk here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, they're all available for you. You can click on the Listen Live aspect of it. There's also archive things as well in case you missed one of the great interviews that we do here on the show. As a matter of fact, we have one today. Rob Riggle, the comedian, is going to join us in hour two at 25 after, which will be a lot of fun, as well as he always is. He's been a guest on the show a couple of times. And, you fine-tune it to what you want it to be. You know, tune in that dial. It still exists, but it's pretty much out the door as far as most people go. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls cover our six each and every day. You read the headlines. You know what goes on in the world. They put themselves in harm's way, whether it's domestically or internationally, and they make sure that we have the right to talk and do anything we want to do in this country, within reason, of course. So if you see them on the streets, give them an attaboy, thank them for their service, and let them be on their way. Let's step aside, tap on the brakes. When we come back, we'll get this edition of The Attack started. Don't go anywhere.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Well, yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing. A lot of headlines to talk about today. Some in the NFL, some in MLB. We'll set it up as I talked about. Rob Riggle also at 40 after, at 25 after hour two, excuse me. Getting towards the trade deadline. Buyers, sellers, we always speculate about that. As I said a couple days ago, we're going to have our buddy Bob Nightingale on to talk about things as we get closer to the deadline. And we'll talk a little NBA as well, as Summer League is finally over. And we'll chat about that a little bit because Manu is coming back, and that's a pretty cool headline in itself. 16 years with the Spurs, and he's going to come back, which will be fun. You know, a lot of speculation he was stepping out the door. But we'll get into all that as we go forward. Headlines are in Major League Baseball right now. There's a couple of big trades already taking place. The Yankees make a move. Tigers make a move. And boy, was I wrong about that one. I felt they were going to keep J.D. Martinez and build around him, but instead they move him on. And I guess the conversation had to revolve around whether the fact he was going to re-sign with Detroit in the long term. And he was held out of a game on Monday. And turned out that he just had a sore back, and it was legit, but he ends up getting traded on Tuesday for a trio of prospects from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the D-backs right now in the wild card slot, not going to catch the Dodgers. Doesn't look like anybody's going to catch the Dodgers. But Al Avila pulling the trigger on a move. And for Martinez, this is perfect timing. He's making $11.75 million this year, but he's going into free agency. He is not having a monster year due to the fact that the Tigers are not a particularly good baseball team, but also the fact that he's been dinged up a little bit. But he's hitting .305 with 16 home runs and 39 RBIs. He's a big-time bat. And the Tigers are not, unfortunately, with Mr. Ilitch passing away, not going to be able to win another championship within his lifetime. And the Diamondbacks struggle big time against left-handed hitting. And their big guns in their lineup, aside from Goldschmidt, obviously, are Jake Lamb and David Peralta. And they both struggle against lefties. Yasmani Tomas has a groin injury. He's hurt. He's not coming back, at least not in the foreseeable future. And Martinez will end up playing left field. It's time. The Detroit gets Deuel Lugo, Sergio Alcantara, and shortstop Jose King. Lugo is the guy in the deal. There's no question about the guy's defense. The bat is solid, so they say. And again, you know, this isn't, I don't know enough about it to honestly say, but he's the key guy in the deal. And, you know, when you're getting these rental players, do not forget, it's you're not going to get much. You hope to get a decent prospect, which Lugo is. He's a decent prospect. He's certainly not a can't miss. The bat's going to have to develop. He's not a power hitter. And for what was out there on the market for J.D. Martinez, I guess this is the best they could do. You know, the other guys, Alcantara, and King are okay. You know, they're middle-ranked prospects. I think King is like number 14, and Alcantara is number 13 or 12, something along those lines. He doesn't even really have a position. He's a middle infielder that they move around. Major league possibilities, but more as role players than anything else. And we'll have to see how it plays out. But Martinez on the move, and the first bold move of the trade season. And, you know, again, I've always respected Martinez's bat. And, you know, we'll have to see how it plays out. Go to Detroit Free Press here and get a little 411, a little more 411 on their prospects. But, yeah, Lugo's the number two overall, and Baseball America number four overall. Stats, 282 with 7 home runs, 43 RBIs in 88 games. Okay. Nothing to write home about, you know. He's played 77 games at third base, 10 at shortstop. Yeah, and I had the number right. Alcantara, 15th overall. Switch hitting shortstop, 279, 3 home runs, 28 RBIs, 86 games. And that's pretty much it. So they have hopefully two guys that are going to play for them. You know, Alcantara is hitting 279 at Class A in Visalia. So he's way down the horizon. And Lugo's playing at Double A in Jacksonville. They think the power will develop for him. And he's going to slide in at third base. But he's not going to slide in immediately. But first big move. And there's going to be movement. But if you do think you're going to bring in the mother load for some of these guys, you're pretty sadly mistaken. You know, not going to happen. Yankees made a big move as well to get back David Robertson. For Tyler Clippard. You know. And Tyler Clippard, throughout his career, once the fastball went away, has always been a hit or miss setup guy. And the trade that they made was Clippard, Blake Rutherford, Ian Clark, and Tito Polo for Tommy Cannell and David Robertson and Todd Frazier, which in for Chicago was strictly a salary dump. You know, Cannell's the middle of the bullpen guy. No particular value there. Having a good year this year. And he's 27 years old. So he'll be coming in. Robertson returns to his place of glory where he left and made a ton of money with the Chicago White Sox. And Todd Frazier, who's, you know, reaching the end of the road, they're hoping they can plug in as a bat that can give him a little more at first base, although he's played there sporadically over his career. He's been much more of a third baseman than a first baseman. But a veteran presence at 31, and he's hitting 207 with 16 home runs and 44 RBIs. He's tapping the brakes. We'll break down a little further for you right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, one of the things the Yankees have done over the last few years is accumulate a bunch of depth within their farm system. And you've seen it come up with Aaron Judge and Hicks and, you know, Clint Frazier came up and really hasn't missed a beat going into the Yankee lineup as they've been dealing with injuries. But they do like a veteran presence there. And in getting Todd Frazier and David Robertson back, they were able to do exactly that. You know, Tyler Clippen moves on, and that's unfortunate for him, well-liked in the clubhouse. But again, he's gone through just a disastrous stretch. And they have a gaping hole at third base. And they also had issues within their bullpen. It would be good for them if they could get another starter. But, you know, particularly with Michael Pineda going down. But addressing first things first, they dealt with the bullpen. And, you know, getting Robertson, who is not a power pitcher, but strikes out a hell of a lot of guys, it works out pretty well for them. Cannell, you know, he was a guy that they lost in Rule 5 back in 2013. And who actually got designated for assignment, and then he ended up with the White Sox. But he was bouncing back and forth between AAA. Always had issues with walks. But, you know, with his four-seamer, he's up 96, 97, 98 miles an hour. And so organizations were reticent to cut loose with him completely. Well, he's figured it out this year. He's, you know, he's striking out 15 batters per nine innings. And righties cannot hit him. And he's 27 years old. You know, everybody's lauding what the White Sox got in this, but the Yankees did a damn good job, too. Because he's under control for the next 3 years. Robertson, they got to pay some money to. And Todd Frazier is a rent-a-piece. He'll be done. You know, it's only 2 years ago he was the home run derby champ. But, you know, he hits for pop, but he's turned into Rob Deere. And, you know, he's not good at third base, where they're not going to play him. But they're going to put him at first base and hope that they get bats, because right now they're dealing with career minor leaguers and major leaguers who have been floating around baseball forever, and they're not getting anything out of that position. So, you know, chances are pretty good he's going to play first base and not slide over and take Headley's job over third base, unless the Yankees are not done yet. And there are some first basemen out there, including a guy named Lucas Duda, that they could probably get for a reasonable price. You know, G-Man Choi and Garrett Cooper aren't going to get it done for the Yankees at first. If Frazier is going to be their guy and they think that he can do that, then maybe they stop moving. But if they don't think that he's the answer at first base, because, he's not a particularly good fielder at third, and he's only played first base a handful of times. I mean, maybe in the course of his career, 30, 40 times in his entire career. But Yankees had to give to get. Their number 18 pick last year, Rutherford, goes over. And, you know, he's a young kid, but he's been holding his own in the minors. They moved him up. He struggled a little bit. But on Baseball America's top 100, he's number 36. So he's a legit prospect. And the White Sox, that's all they've been doing is accumulating prospects. They got a starting pitching prospect in Ian Clarkin. And Tito Polo, who covers all levels of ground in the outfield, the bat just hasn't been there yet for him. So this is a pretty good deal for them. You know, when you look at it from the Yankee perspective, as I said, Clint Frazier is already up in the majors. And this is a kid, I don't know how it's going to turn out, because again, prospects are suspects until proven otherwise. However, even in the brief time he's been up, you could see why teams loved him. I mean, that electric bat of his, he's just got incredible bat speed, and the ball just jumps off of it. Is it Aaron Judge power? Hell no. Nobody has Aaron Judge power. But this kid right now is a gap hitter who hits a lot of line drives, not strictly a pull hitter. The power is going to come. He gets it done in the outfield. He's made some nice plays already. He has a strong arm. And they like him a hell of a lot. And rightfully so. You know, if they could find somebody to take Jacoby Ellsbury, they'd get rid of him in a heartbeat, move over Gardner and play Clint Frazier. Clint Frazier is going to be the Yankee left fielder. And they have another outfielder down in the minors, Esteban Florial. And this guy's just tearing it up in the South Atlantic. And, you know, Yankees are never afraid to pull a trigger involving prospects, but they didn't have to touch any of their untouchables except for Rutherford. And Rutherford's a legit deal. But fortunately for them, the Yankees have a lot of big-time outfield prospects, and they didn't have to touch any of the infield guys. So that works. And now for the White Sox, after grabbing these pieces, you know, they got a huge haul from the Cubs with Eloy Jimenez involved with the Jose Quintana deal. They just called up Yoan Moncada, and he's coming up to make his debut at second base. You know, they've got an incredibly deep farm system. And they're gonna make some noise. You know, they got a bunch of different teams. And they're gonna do it from within. They now have, what do I got? 8 of Baseball America's midseason top 100s. Including the number one overall that they just promoted up. So, you know, it sucks for the guys on the South side right now in that they're not going to win right now. But going forward, they're going to be a real good baseball team. And that's how it's done. I mean, the teams that are doing it right now, you know, the Cubs were willing to pay the price, and they finally got their championship. Cleveland rolled the dice, and when they made the deal with the Yankees for Andrew Miller, they had to give up the mother load as well. And as I said, Frazier's already up in the in the major leagues. You know, Cleveland's looking to get it done. But, I mean, when you throw into the veteran pieces that the Yankees got into the mix, they're going to take their shot this year. But it's not all in. You know, they're going to try to sneak into the wild card. Maybe try to catch Boston. Certainly, you know, their starting pitching is lacking, and now with Pineda going down to Tommy John, it's going to be really tough. Really tough. But Severino and Tanaka are pitching well. They would like to get one more guy. Which would make it work for them. And maybe one more bat. Again, I don't know. It's, you know, the people that I talk to, there's a lot of Mets available. And a lot of them can hit. And a lot of them are in the last year of their deal. And are going to walk anyway. So you get a mid-level prospect. Maybe they do it. You know, the Mets are going to let Duda walk. And, I love Duda. He's never going to be a high average guy, but he hits 260, 270. He's always in the 30 home run range, and those guys are hard to come by. He can hit it out of any ballpark. But the Mets are committed to going to Dominic Smith next year. And, you know, if he struggles, they have Wilmer Flores to put in there. They have T.J. Rivera to play first base. You know, they've got those veteran guys who are versatile that they can plug in if the kid's not quite ready. The shortstop will come up. Ahmed Rosario, he's going to be up soon, depending on what moves they're able to make. But the Mets are going to be in complete sell mode. It's not going to happen for them this year. Their pitching just isn't there. And that's got to be concerning for them. Because that was supposed to be the strength of the team. But, you know, again, nobody can stay healthy. And that's turned hardcore for them. But, you know, they're going to be sellers. And there's some pieces that teams are going to want. But this is these two big trades, both Detroit and the Yankees making moves right away. Or showing their fan base that, you know, they're in it for the long haul. Which works. And then, you know, we'll see how it plays out. For the Yankees, they may sneak in. For Detroit, the future is, well, in the future. Let's tap into breaks and step aside. When we come back, we'll continue with the baseball talk. Injuries coming into play right now as well in MLB. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Yeah, maybe. Then again, maybe not. Carrera gets hurt for Houston. And that's going to matter. Jason Worth gets hurt for the Nats. That certainly is going to matter. Their catcher gets hurt. That's going to matter as well. And, you know, again, this is the time of year when moves get made, sometimes out of necessity, sometimes out of desperation. And I'll be curious to see how this plays out. Let's start with the Astros. And you know, when you look at this team, and they are playing just brilliant basketball, baseball. They're young. their veteran in the right place. The other day they had a just the funniest damn thing I ever saw. They had a retirement ceremony for Carlos Beltran's glove. They said he's not retiring, but his glove is. he's never going to play the outfield again. Well, we'll see. However, what is really concerning is Carlos Correa has a torn ligament in his left thumb, and he just did it on a swing. He didn't get jammed. It wasn't anything in particular that did it. Bad slide, anything along those lines. They put him on the 10-day, so it's not, you know, completely torn, but 6 to 8 weeks, and you know, you never know what's going to happen when they come back. Kid's hitting .320 with 20 home runs, 18 doubles in 84 games. I mean, he's a beast. And he's a great fielder as well. They're going to move over Marwin Gonzalez. And they called up a kid from the minors, which that with the fact that, you know, they do have some depth. They also have a 15.5 game lead in the West, and they're not going to get caught. Probably will keep them from making any desperation moves. But again, I guarantee you, Sandy Alderson made a phone call because he's got three shortstops on his roster, any of which that he'd love to get rid of. And I wouldn't be surprised if some kind of minor deal for depth is made involving Reyes or Asdrubal Cabrera. Flores, they're not going to move. He's a fixture. But, I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's tough for a terrific Astro team. And also, this is where, you know, it comes into play where the veteran leadership's going to have to step in there and make sure that, you know, these guys can handle some adversity. And losing, you know, losing Carrera is adversity. That's legit adversity. You know, and we're going to have to see how it plays out for them. Now, again, Marwin Gonzalez, you know, he's having a solid year, hitting .310, 55 RBIs, 17 home runs. But he's one of those bounce-around guys. You know, left field, outfield, infield. Aoki will go in full-time in left field now. And we'll see whether or not the glove, because that's going to be where the question mark is enough. But it decreases their depth in the outfield. So maybe they got rid of that Beltran glove a little too quick. And we'll see how it plays. Now, and that's going to be the test. If, for whatever reason, they feel as if the glove work isn't going to be there in the middle infield, then they'll probably end up pulling the trigger on a minor deal. But if they do feel it's there, well, they'll try to get by till he comes back. But again, with that kind of cushion, that kind of lead, you know, you're in good enough shape to really not have to worry about it. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to for the Astros. Again, they got a little bit of time before the deadline, so they'll be able to play a few games, see how it plays out, and then end up making their decision. You know, the whole manner of them going about their business. They've done a hell of a good job this year in balancing youth and veteran leadership. Address their issues in the bullpen. Address their starting pitching. You know, they've done as much as they can do. Gregerson got a save the other night. I mean, you know, they're doing okay. shall we say. We'll see how it plays out. They have enough depth to ride it out. But again, this is a big-time injury to arguably the best shortstop in baseball. So, we'll see. Washington, they're taking hits. And not the kind of hits that they wanted to get. Again, another team with a huge lead. And that's all well and good. You know, but with Worth being a couple of weeks away, catcher gets hurt. I mean, they're dealing with some stuff. And now they don't seem to have enough depth in the bullpen. And that's where they're trying to adjust. You know, so yeah, we'll see. A lot of injuries starting to happen. And that's going to dictate a lot of the direction that a lot of these trades go. You know, we will see. And there's going to be movement. At least that's how the people who cover the sport on a national level are seeing it. You know, only seems to think that there's going to be a lot of movement. And he's usually on his game when it comes to that. It's fun. It's sad for some of the players. You know, we talk about it all the time. These guys, you know, look, they are human beings, same as anybody else. But it's tough for them to uproot the family and, you know, they got to make their adjustments. Fortunately for them, you know, and that's the one difference between this and basketball when they're moving people is, you know, at least they're not uprooting the kids from school and all that kind of stuff. But it's still tough, you know. At this time of the year, they're getting ready to, you know, get the kids back into school. And, you know, it's not easy. Big Sexy took a loss in his first game for the Twins. Could be the end of the line. I mean, I don't think they're going to commit to anything particularly long-term. You know, it was an okay start. He went out of the game with nobody out in the fifth, and the Yankees scored five, so he ends up taking a loss. But again, it kind of looks like it might be the end. Maybe if he ends up getting cut loose, again, he bounces to somebody's bullpen. Could just be that the starting time is done. We'll see. But the Yankees got to win. When they kind of desperately needed. You know. A lot of this stuff's going to go a long way in determining things at the deadline. You know, one of the pitchers the Yankees have, Jordan Montgomery. Again, not, you know, a guy who was rated pretty high in their system, but not necessarily a can't miss, has been really good, particularly in the last eight where he's 4-0. But 6-4 overall with a 3.78, which does not suck. And like I said, kind of piecing it together. They'd love to see postseason in the Bronx. They always do. But they're not going to sell the future to do it. They're going to try to beat up on the weak sisters. This road trip that they're taking is going to go a long way in determining. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Like I said, Nationals doing their job, getting Doolittle and Mattson. And they gave up a lot. They didn't get a closer. But, you know, they're trying to do it by committee. Cubs going all in again. And I don't know that they're necessarily done either. Well, that we'll see. Lester comes back off the DL and immediately says, I'm not going to the bullpen. They got some issues there in Chicago. Not Lester Lackey, I'm sorry. And they've got age, you know. But they seem to be getting it right. I mean, five straight since the All-Star break. They've beaten Atlanta two in a row, and Atlanta had gotten to 500. So, you know, they were heading in the right direction. And that slowed them down. Starting to get their bats back in order. You know, yesterday was a rain delay game, 2 hours and 30 minutes. The Cubs are now 3 over .500. And they're 2.5 games behind Milwaukee. And they're going to track down Milwaukee. This is what I was saying. You know, before the All-Star break when we were talking about the Cubs, you know, this is a team that's still going to win their division. They don't look like the world-beating powerhouse that they were. But they still got a shot at winning their division. And probably are going to. And they're fortunate, and they play in a relatively weak division. Pittsburgh's hurting a little bit. Cardinals are up and down, and, you know, Milwaukee's Milwaukee. But step aside, tapping the brakes. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour one right after this short timeout. Do not go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Yeah. Well, it might fall into the or what category, but you know, then again, maybe not. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, out on the coast. And again, the Cubs have righted the ship. And you know, as I said, three games over 500, 2.5 behind Milwaukee. Everybody's starting to hit again. You know, again, the only thing is age in that starting rotation. You know, Lackey's 6-9. He's 38 years old. And Lester Quintana, Jake Arrieta. I mean, you know, again, they're not going to push the panic button. This is what they have. But for me, the question is, as they go forward into the dog days, you know, in August, and there's a lot of baseball to be played, and into September, whether or not these guys are going to be able to stand up. You know, Kyle Hendricks did his rehab down in Double A. He threw 5 perfect innings. And they're going to put him into the starting lineup next week. You know, they're relying on Mike Montgomery. Guy's 1-6. Belongs in the bullpen. Guy who could be moving is a guy pitching for Atlanta, R.A. Dickey. And again, Atlanta's going to be faced with a tough dilemma, because they're going to have to decide whether or not they're pretenders or contenders. They got the veterans in place here to make themselves at least competitive this year, and they've done exactly that, even though they cut loose Cologne. Dickey's back in the National League. He's pitching well again. Yeah, we'll see. That's it for this hour of the Attack. Stay tuned for the local news. We will be right back with more fun and frivolity right after a short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams Dole.
This has been the most difficult decision in my career, because I truly believe in this case, or I wouldn't have brought it.
Former University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing will not stand trial for the third time for the shooting of an African-American man during a traffic stop. Your fears of getting a parking ticket in New York City may be eased today. Ethan Harp has a story.
Park NYC lets you not only pay for a space, but keep the meter fed without going back to your car.
You'll download an app on your phone, put in a credit card payment, and you'll be able to park all over the city without fumbling for change using a credit card.
Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg showed off the technology in Forest Hills, Queens.
You don't need to get a muni meter. You don't need to go to a machine.
But if you want to do it old school, you can still pay with cards and coins. Ethan Harp, New York.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the big
biggest critics of Obama in the national media, suddenly I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
U.S. Sports Pages is your absolute one-stop shop for sports news. Why spend hours researching multiple sites to find your favorite team stories when our producers go through every newspaper in the country to pick out the best articles to reduce your prep time? We also include trending topics within the entertainment industry. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll ever need to get your sports fix. Be sure to check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com. Again, that's USSportsPages.com.
Loved ones are still seeking answers after an Australian woman was shot and killed after she called 911 in Minneapolis.
Sadly, her family and I have been provided with almost no additional information from law enforcement regarding what happened after police arrived.
Governor Cuomo's approval rating is taking a dive. Lisa G. reports.
According to a new poll by Siena College, Governor Cuomo's popularity is at its lowest since February of 2016. He's dropped 17 points since May and only has a 26% approval rating when it comes to MTA issues. The majority of New Yorkers believe he's in charge of the mass transit mess, and most don't believe he's doing a very good job. In addition, only 46% of statewide voters who were polled say they would re-elect him. Lisa G., New York.
Congress came out with their budget for next year, and it topped the $4 trillion mark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
The former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, is out of federal prison, and Sharon Reed files a story.
The former GOP lawmaker from Illinois is being released after serving 13 months of a 15-month sentence. Hastert was convicted on bank fraud charges linked to efforts to pay off former students he's now accused of sexually abusing more than 30 years ago when he was a high school wrestling coach. The 75-year-old is now facing 2 years of supervised release, as well as lawsuits from former students who say they were his victims. The former speaker served 20 years in Congress and 8 as the Speaker of the House before retiring in 2007.
That was Sharon Reed in Chicago. Sky Harbor International Airport is getting a top honor, and Jason Campidonia has the tale.
The airport has been awarded the second annual Airport Innovation Award for initiating programs and technology that improve passenger experience. The award was given to Sky Harbor by a group of industry executives. Officials say their goal is to deliver world-class customer service, and they've got many more upgrades on the way after the completion of the $590 million redesign project already underway. I'm Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
The summer of hell living up to its name.
Information was given out within minutes. Buses were there in less than an hour. And train service was back up and running, at least from the station before it at Island Park, within 2 hours.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rod William Stoll.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256.
That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
That's a bunch of words, but it works. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Stover telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Yes, it is, because you're going to the beach. You're going to work. You're going to the park. You're going shopping. You're going to the gym. You're going wherever you be going. And the fact of the matter is that you want to hear what you want to hear. You don't want it filtered. You want it to be, your kind of radio. And if you're into baseball, today we're talking about a lot of baseball. Talking to Rob Riggle, 25 after the hour. We'll have some fun with him as well. But that's the whole point. You can listen to what you want to live with. And, we set it up so you could do that. You can go to our award-winning website. And if you go there, you click on the Listen Live button, and we are right there for you. And that in itself makes it work. You see all the various different interviews that we do in the world of sports, world of entertainment, world of literature, world of music. Doesn't really matter what it is. It's all right there out in front of you. And that in itself is really, really cool. And then you throw into the mix that for us, we're able to give it to the American Forces Radio Network. You know, these guys and girls, they're all over the place protecting us. Deployed in Afghanistan, deployed in Iraq, deployed domestically. But they put it on the line each and every day so I can just sit here on my fat behind talking about whatever I feel like talking about. I appreciate that, and I hope that you do too. So if you see one of these guys and girls on the streets, give them an attaboy and an attagirl. Make sure you let them know that you appreciate what they do and send them on their way. It's Tapping the Brakes. We'll set up hour two right after the short time out. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
I would. Personally. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto Joe's off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. Rob Riggle, great comedian, at 25 after this hour. We'll be talking to him. Hopefully he's on time. Hopefully he's still in Hawaii, because that's where he's supposed to be coming from. So it's well, he's up late having a good time. 8-hour time difference? Yeah, I guess, right? 1 a.m.? If he is, he's doing some heavy lifting. Probably in a bar somewhere in Honolulu. But we'll find out briefly. You know, again, trade deadline coming on us. And all kinds of rumor and speculation. Another team that I'll be curious to see how it plays out is with Baltimore. And, you know, they are an intriguing team in so many ways. Because they have one of the best managers in the game in Buck Showalter. They finally are running the organization in the correct way with, you know, Dan Duquette and Buck. And Buck, unlike the old days, doesn't appear to be wearing out his welcome. You know, he's had him in the playoffs. They have won a series. But, you know, again, and they're in a weird position, you know. Guys like Machado, and you know, they've lost some guys to free agency over the years, guys that they can't pay. But they still have really good assets on that team. But they're also gonna have to decide what direction they're gonna go in, because it looks like, at least in the short, that in that division, it's going to be the Red Sox and the Yankees for a while, which, you know, that's how it usually is. But Tampa Bay has good young pitching, so they may jump up. The Orioles have a solid team. They may jump up. And Toronto's trying to do it on the fly. The only problem, and this is where it comes down to with Baltimore, is that, you know, relievers, as much as everybody wants them when they need them, are pretty expendable when it comes right down to it. Because they end up making, once they're successful, a pretty decent amount of money. And if you're, you know, a team that's not going to make the playoffs, and chances are pretty good that Baltimore isn't going to make the playoffs, 6 under. You know, then you got to move them. And you look at the teams around you. Boston has unlimited resources. The Yankees have unlimited resources. You know, Tampa Bay is actually in front of the Yankees right now. They're a game and a half in front of them. So the Yankees making this move to kind of stem the tide. And at Baltimore and Toronto sitting there, and they're not bad baseball teams. 43 and 49, they're 8 back. But neither one of them is going to make the playoffs. So they have to decide what to do with said players. Do you hold on to them and try to make a run next year? If it's starting pitching, that's one thing. If it's relief pitching, that's another thing altogether. You know, you've already seen what the White Sox and the Tigers are doing. Tigers are only six back in the Central, but they're selling. They have to sell. You know, Minnesota trying to make those in-house moves with guys like Bartolo Colon. You know, if they catch lightning in a bottle, maybe they can contend. If they don't, no big deal. They're not spending anything. Real curious team to keep an eye on is Miami. You know, supposedly there's people pounding on the door to get Giancarlo Stanton. If they move Giancarlo Stanton before the team's sold, that would be a crime. The commissioner would have to step in. That would decrease the value of that baseball team probably $500 million. I'm exaggerating a little, but not much. You know, Philly's horrible. They're not going to move anybody unless it's veterans, just to get them off the roster. And they're going to try to rebuild with Utes. They're already 25 and a half games back. They ain't going anywhere. But they don't have that much to sell. Cubs are making their move. They're going to track down Milwaukee. St. Louis becomes an interesting conundrum. What direction do they go in? And how do they go about doing it? San Diego should be selling. Giants absolutely should be selling. But are they looking at this as a one-year aberration? And then another team that's in that mix, too, is Colorado. You know, you think about Colorado, they were right there until they went into their tailspin up until recently. They've righted the ship now. 5-5 in their last 10, and they won a couple in a row, but they were really struggling. So fun and frivolity in the world of baseball. And as I said with the Orioles, you know, Zach Britton, this is a guy that 2014, 2015, and then he had that lights out 2016. He's been hurt this year with that forearm injury. It looks like his stuff is back, but forearm is scary because that many times lead to Tommy John. But he's not a rental. You know, so if somebody wants him to be their closer, see Washington, they're going to have to give up something to get him. And if the arm blows out, then it ends up being for naught. So that's a scary situation. And honestly, I think when it's all said and done, I honestly don't think the Orioles are going to be able to get anything for him unless, you know, before the deadline. And again, there's 10 days or so. He can get into a couple of games where he can show that he's back to being Zach Britton. You know, he's pitched in 5 games since he's been back. He struck out 2 guys. So we'll see. And then, you know, you turn around and you look at Brad Brack. You know, he's been closing. Since Britton went out, and he's done a really good job. And he's another one, but he's not a free agent until after 2018 as well. He's actually probably more attractive a candidate right now than Britton is, although he doesn't have the track record. You know. And I think, and I'm quoting Ken Rosenthal's article here, he who doesn't come on the show anymore or answer phone calls since he got big time. You know, he's saying he could get 6 to 8 good prospects. Nah, not really. They're closers. It's going to be more like 3 to 4. And again, with Britain, I'm telling you, that value is down. Because of the fact that that forearm injury, teams shy away from that. And they don't want to be on the hook for his salary next year. It's a pretty good salary, too. So, man, I had to get a sneeze out there. You know, we'll see. You know, Manny Machado's already tired of hearing his name out there. Seth Smith, you know, he's a guy. No average, decent pop playing in that bad box. We'll see. Rob Riggle, right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. We put the phones on hold as we are joined yet again on our radio program by the great Rob Riggle, who joins us this morning on The Attack. Hey, Rob, nice to have you back. Bob Black here.
Hey, thank you very much. I like that intro.
Hey, listen, you know, your PR firm sent out a high-resolution defined photograph of you leaning against a wall somewhere, you know, in your leather jacket and your piercing eyes. And I must say, they did you justice. You're a fine-looking man.
Well, Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That was the intent of that photo. The other one, they blacked out one of my teeth, and I was cross-eyed, so I'm glad you went with that photo.
Yeah, and I think that was a big upgrade if you're going to use it for a resume shot, you know?
Right, exactly.
Where are you right now?
I, sir, am in the lovely, brand-new Holiday Inn Express at Waikiki Beach in Hawaii, Honolulu, and I am enjoying myself immensely. I'm getting ready to, once I get done talking with you and when the sun comes up, I'm going to take a very, very short walk over to Waikiki Beach, and I'm going to do a little surfing this morning. So I'm kind of excited about that.
I bet you are. That sounds like a hell of a lot of fun. I surf a little bit myself, not particularly well, but I do enjoy it. And what better place to be than in Hawaii? Let's talk about Holiday Inn a little bit. You're talking about being prepared, and let's
Absolutely.
Talk about being prepared.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're one of, as the creative director, one of the things we're talking about this year is being the readiest. You know, ready gets things done, right? But the readiest gets things done even better. And Holiday Inn Express is the readiest. And we will make you, as a guest, the readiest. And the way they do that is you start out the day right, baby. You get a great night's sleep on an amazing mattress, and you come downstairs and you go to have a great breakfast, a free great breakfast, which I might add. Their breakfast bar is phenomenal. They just came out with this brand new egg white omelet for you healthy types. They also have traditional bacon and eggs and sausages and pancakes. They even have a flavor pancake now, vanilla. They teamed up with Cinnabon. So if you want cinnamon treats, they got those. They got juices and milks and cereal. Everything you could possibly want for breakfast for you and your family, and it's all free. So while you're enjoying that free breakfast, why not enjoy, you've guessed it, free Wi-Fi? I mean, this place is phenomenal. They got everything you possibly need.
And you're, this is not just lip service on your part. I mean, you really are buying in as their ambassador of readiness. And for people who do travel, and, you know, we do our share of it doing sports talk, you do want access to all the things that make your job easier. And it seems like you and Holiday Inn Express have really gotten it done.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I couldn't agree more. You know, I travel a lot for business, and I've been staying here at this Holiday Inn Express in Waikiki. And I got to tell you, it is. It's efficient. It's really everything you need. It's a great night's sleep. It's a free breakfast, and it's free Wi-Fi. And, you know, sometimes when I'm on a film or something, they'll put me up in weird places. And you have to pay for the Wi-Fi, and it's just it feels like a crime when they have to pay for Wi-Fi. So staying here at the Holiday Express is the best because you don't have to pay for silly things like Wi-Fi, and you do. You start out the day right with a free breakfast, and business travelers appreciate it. But you know, like I said, while I'm here in Hawaii, I've noticed tons of families here on vacation, and right. They're all the kids. Everybody's eating for free. And then they go down to the beach. They spend all day at the beach. Really, they're only paying for one meal a day, which is probably dinner. So it's a good deal.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, yeah, you talk about that. Not only the business travelers, but, you know, families. I mean, it's not cheap to take a family away.
No, it is not cheap to take a family on vacation. But if you stay at Holiday Inn Express, you're going to save some money. I guarantee that.
And you've also done some videos to kind of pump this up a little bit, some fun stuff. Why don't you describe those a little bit?
Oh, well, you know, we've made some fun commercials, I think, to show what we mean by being the readiest. You know, it's having an advantage on the day, being able to get out in front of your competition, being your best self. So hopefully those videos have fun and those commercials will show you that.
And you've got some stuff that's in the pipeline right now. You're out in How to Be a Latin Lover. You are taking a dramatic turn, which is pretty cool as well. Horse Soldiers. And, you know, you've got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to work a lot this past couple of years. I've got about four, maybe five movies that are about to come out. There's some straight roles, some war movies. There's some dramatic roles, some very dramatic roles. And then, of course, comedy. So I'm excited for all of them to hit the theaters. I think the last I heard, a movie I did called War with Grandpa was Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken and Uma Thurman and some other great cast. Should be coming out in October, and that'll be a fun PG comedy for the whole family. So hopefully people will enjoy these movies.
I mean, we've all seen you, and we all get into and appreciate what you do comedically, but do you find yourself enjoying the challenge of taking on a dramatic role?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I was a theater and film major in college, and I studied acting in New York for many years, along with improv and sketch comedy. So I've always been fortunate enough to do the comedy. Now I'm getting a chance finally to do some dramatic roles, and I find it to be unbelievably satisfying and rewarding.
Do you find that the barrier is up there when your agent goes after some of these roles for you? You know, he's that funny guy. He's the comedian. You know, he's a jokester.
Sure. I think a lot of actors face that. If you're known as a comedic actor, then you know you tend to get offered comedic roles. So it's hard to find your way over to the dramatic side, and vice versa. If you're known as a dramatic actor, it's very rare that you get offered any comedic roles. So, you know, they try to keep you in a lane sometimes, but you have to actively work against that so that you get diversity and opportunity.
Well, you know, you having worked with De Niro, I mean, there's a perfect example of it right there. All those dramatic roles, gangster roles, heavy roles for all those years, and then all of a sudden, boom, they found out he could do comedy.
Yeah, and now he's getting a lot more of those offers, and I think he enjoys it, you know. Everybody likes to, you know, if you're good at something, that's great, enjoy it, do it all the time, but, you know, variety is the spice of life.
No question about it. Talk about your approach a little bit and help my audience understand how you go about approaching a dramatic role as opposed to a comedic role.
Well, it all depends on the script, depends on the character, but, you know, you do your homework. Luckily, I've lived a pretty interesting life, so I have a lot of experiences to draw from, but I think that's what you got to do. You got to personalize any script and try to find a way to express the truth as you know it through that character, and if you do that, that's usually going to be the most honest performance you can give.
Well, how long are you going to be in Hawaii?
As long as they'll let me stay. I love it here. I really do. I'm going to be here for at least a couple more days. I'm going to be down on the beach, and I'm going to be surfing with the Holiday Inn Express crew, which I'm excited about. I'm really looking forward to it. And as a matter of fact, you know, it's dark right now because, you know, we're out in Hawaii and we're talking to folks back on the mainland. But as soon as the sun comes up here in Hawaii, we're going to be out on the beach.
Well, I want to keep you on schedule, but let my audience know again where they can find out more about what you're doing with Holiday Inn Express and, of course, what you're doing professionally as far as performing and acting and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, you know, first things first, go to holidayinnexpress.com, and they will be got everything you could possibly want, locations, reservations, information, anything you need to know about Holiday Inn Express, it's right there at holidayinnexpress.com. And if you want to know anything about me, you can just look on social media. It's pretty much Rob Riggle. At Rob Riggle, at Rob Riggle, at Rob Riggle. Whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
Well, Rob, I appreciate the couple minutes. You know, it doesn't suck to be you. I got to be honest.
It doesn't suck to be me right now, anyway.
Listen, man, go enjoy the morning. Happy surfing to you, and enjoy that free breakfast as well.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Anytime, man. Have a great day. Rob Riggle joining us here on The Attack and keeping him on time, you know, being the readiest. Holiday Inn Express, that's not too bad. He's just a heck of a nice guy. He's one of those guys, if you had the opportunity to sit down, have a beer with him and just kick back a little bit, I guarantee you it would be a hell of a lot of fun. And he's just funny as hell, too. You know, guy that gets it. I mean, you know, look, you know him from Hangover and all that stuff. But, you know, the reality is he's lived a very versatile and diverse life. You know, he keeps taking it to the next level. His It was funny. Like I said, that whole, you know, deal with the photo was hilarious. He's got that, you know, hey, I'm one of those guys. He's 47 years old, man. He's right in prime time right now. And don't forget, you know, we talk about it all the time here. You know, all the stuff with The Daily Show and Saturday Night Live and all that kind of good stuff. In reality, you know, here's a guy who is an ex-Marine and, you know, put it out there and put it on the line as well. So he gets it. He gets it all the way around. And, you know, we're always happy and very happy and very proud to have him on the show. We'll get him on again somewhere back down the line. For now, let's tap on the brakes. When we come back, we'll just have more fun here on the Spano and Black Attack. Don't you go anywhere.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. We just finished up with Rob Riggle, and that's fun as well. Man, that guy's busy. I'm looking at 2017 right now. He's got How to Be a Latin Lover, which is out. A Happening of Monumental Proportions, which is out. And he's got five in post-production. The Emoji Movie, which is just about out. Excuse me. War with Grandpa, Henchman, Midnight Sun, and The Horse Soldiers. And that's in 2018. Jeez. Man, he's rocking and rolling. It's good to be Rob. Good to be Rob. You know. Some stuff in the world of football. Kirk Cousins, the most unloved professional quarterback ever, is going to play under the franchise tag yet again with the Washington Redskins. And, you know, okay. Ay, ay, ay. Is anybody ever going to show him the love that he so richly deserves? No, maybe not. I don't know. And the way I look at it is this. His quarterback guru, his Mr. Miyagi, Kyle Shanahan, is now coaching the San Francisco 49ers, which is where Cousins could end up. But he's going to get paid $23.9 million this year, which, if they're unable to reach a deal after the season yet again, will go up into the 30s next year. And it's, you know, and they're making a big deal out of being called Kurt by Bruce Allen. And it's, you know, relax. He blew it off. He even laughed at it. But what is not to be laughed at is the fact that Washington finds themselves in a very unique situation in that they did a lot of good things in this draft, mostly on the defensive side, in getting guys like Jonathan Allen and Ryan Anderson and Fabian Moreau and Monte Nicholson to really shore up that defense. You know, not all of them will make it. Some of them will. But they went real heavy defense in the first four rounds, except for Perine, who's going to contribute out of Oklahoma. And this is a team that finished 8-7-1 and missed the playoffs. Their offensive line is first rate. Their wide receivers are still good, you know, although getting up there in age. And there's been some attrition, obviously, with Jackson moving on. But Kirk Cousins is the big what if. And it's weird because, you know, the NFL, when they went to the franchise tag, everybody wanted to be franchised because you were going to be paid in the top three guys in your position. So if you were a free agent, you weren't getting the kind of offers that you wanted, and the team couldn't afford to lose you. If you franchised, everybody was happy. But then it went the other way. When free agency loosened up a little bit and when players had the opportunity to move from team to team and get guaranteed whip out up front, then nobody wanted to be franchised. And you heard the grumblings and everything else. Well, you know, Kirk falls into that unique category of here's a guy who's never been an all-pro. Now, he's been in a Pro Bowl due to attrition, but he's never been an all-pro. And he throws, he's accurate. You know, 25 touchdowns last year for almost 5,000 yards. Good quarterback rating. You know, 2016 regular season, 25 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Not great, not bad. You know. But what he did, and he's using it, and, you know, I love these guys who hammer players for not being committed to the team and for not this and for not that. In the meantime, football players have the least amount of guaranteed money in any sport. And they put it on the line and they take the physical pounding unlike anybody in any other sport. And I don't blame Kirk Cousins for doing this. But you look at the dilemma of Washington, who fired Scott McLuhan, and Bruce Allen's running their team. And you look at their backup situation, which is Sudfeld and Colt McCoy, and you know, not a hell of a lot else. And they're kind of stuck with each other. You know, they weren't able to work out a deal, and supposedly there was a deal out there for him to go to San Francisco to join his quarterback guru. But that never happened. San Francisco is going to be bad again. So you've got three, maybe four quarterbacks at the top of the list that they could invest in. So it's not even a guarantee that he goes out there. And Cousins' logic was that, you know, look, we're on the same page, and it's all well and good, but I'm not so sure that I didn't had enough time to digest what's been going on. And they put a contract proposal out there. And I'm not sure that, you know, this was enough for me. You know, Redskins, according to the deal, we're giving them $53 million in guarantees as part of a new deal, long-term deal. And I mean, you know, if you look at the combination of 17 and 18, the $53 million guaranteed is basically what he'd be getting paid if he gets franchised again. You know, it'd be $2 million more. And, I mean, he said the right things when he appeared on radio in D.C. He was talking about the organization, you know, coming and putting a nice thing there. It's a good starting point. It was a fair offer. I respect Bruce's approach. There's communication going on. But, you know, hey, man, he's got $23 million in his pocket, $24 million. You know, he's set. He could play this year, never play again. And they will never have to do anything for him financially. You know, the other aspect of it is for each minute that goes by before the season, the Redskins lose value. You know, a lot of people are pushing for them to trade him right now. Question is, what kind of market is out there? You know, first of all, you got to deal with the salary cap to absorb the salary. And then because of the fact that he's, you know, agreed to the tender, you can't sign him to a long-term deal till after the season's over. And like I said, Kirk's saying the right things. I want to stay with the Redskins. I got 2 months to be the, you know, the exclusive team I can talk with. We have the opportunity. You know, he said he could play 10 years on one-year deals. Well, that's not going to happen. You know, is he an elite quarterback? No, he's not. But, you know, one of the other things, and we talk about this all the time, he is rock solid. He's rock solid. He's not elite, but he's rock solid. He's in that second tier. And there is where, you know, teams get caught up in their own nonsense every once in a while. You know, oh, we're going to get the next big thing. We'll get this kid out of college. He's a guarantee. Well, what do we talk about here on the show all the time? The fact that there are no guarantees in evaluating quarterbacks. You know, unless Andrew Luck drops into your lap, you have no idea whether or not your guy's going to be good or not. And the jury's still out on a lot of these young quarterbacks. And I'll always reference it back to what happened the year he came in the league. RG3 was going to be the next big thing, and he was for a year. Russell Wilson was going to be the next big thing. He is as of right now. He's one of them. But he also has holes in his game. Colin Kaepernick got him to a Super Bowl. He's looking for work and can't find any. You know. And then you look at their organization. It's not exactly the most stable of organizations. Dan Snyder goes through coaches like I go through socks. They seem stable right now with Gruden. But if he misses the playoffs again, I got news for you, which is a distinct possibility. They're going to have issues. Allen's running the team again, but, you know, he ran Tampa Bay into the ground. Now, in my opinion, they had a very good draft. Very good draft. But there were also players involved in said draft that were had issues off the field. You start throwing the money into the bank account, let's see whether or not they can stay on the field. So they got a real dilemma there. Now, if they end up having a bad year, if Cousin gets hurt because they have no alternative behind him, then they will be drafting one of those young quarterbacks, and they'll say bye to Kurt. They'll just let him go. They won't have to get anything for him, and he'll probably end up out in San Francisco or one of many teams that need a quarterback. But he is a starter in this league. He's got a big enough arm. He's accurate enough. Again, he's just not a superstar. And you can get to the Super Bowl without a superstar quarterback. You can get there with a very good quarterback, so long as you have the other pieces around him. And that's the dilemma for the Redskins right now. To me, especially within that division, with Dallas doing what they're doing, Philadelphia on the come, the Giants look like they're going to be the real deal for a few years till Eli hangs it up. You know, sign him. Get him to the long-term deal and then start putting the pieces around him. Because you're really rolling the dice if you decide not to go in that direction. It's tapping the brakes. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto out on the coast making sure it stays together. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. And, you know, again, no fun league. It's always interesting. You know, we've stayed away from it a little bit. You know, you also saw the Carolina Panthers, you know, getting rid of Dave Gettleman. And this is literally a week before training camp begins, and it looks like they're going to go old school and go back. You know, it could be Marty Herney. You know, could be, who knows. But you know something? That Super Bowl roster was put together. He had over 30 players on that roster that Gettleman put on there. And, you know, you look at, and D'Angelo said he would never go back to Carolina. And negotiations are tough. You know, as good as you produce for a team, negotiations are tough. You know, but you look at Thomas Davis, you look at Charles Johnson, you know, he paid out some big money and they got to the Super Bowl, but he also ended up clearing up cap space. You know, he got rid of Josh Norman, who is overrated. I mean, he just is. You know, he cut loose Steve Smith and that was ugly. And evidently Jerry Richardson has decided that, you know, time to change. And a lot of the ex-Panthers are very happy that he's gone. But, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see. Carolina's in a precarious position. Next time we talk football, we'll be talking about that quite a bit. That's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Rob Riggle for coming on board on time. And thanks to Robert for making it all work. For he and Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.